Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 51. A chance for some rain showers overnight tonight. Cloudy with a low around 34. Some rain showers possible into Friday. Cloudy with a high of 46. And rain showers may continue into Friday night. Cloudy with a low around 30. Sunny and 47 into Saturday. And clear skies with a low around 24 over Saturday night. Warmer on Sunday. Sunny with a high of 50. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas Department for Children and Families, DCF, announced it's moving up the application date for those who need financial assistance keeping the heat on as the winter season approaches. That's according to a press release from DCF. Kansans can apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program this week to get help for longer. The application process will start at 5 p.m. on Monday, December 18th. For more information, go to the DCF website, which is dcf.ks.gov. Formal charges have been filed against Antoine Molieri, 64, of Emporia, who was arrested on Friday in connection to an ongoing child sex crimes investigation. Molieri faces a single count of rape with an alternate count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The rape charge stems from an incident with a 5-year-old child that occurred between February and mid-April. Meanwhile, the indecent liberties charge stems from an incident that happened earlier in December. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
According to Topeka Police Department officials, yesterday members of the Topeka Police Department's narcotics unit served a search warrant related to an ongoing investigation in the 3400 block of Southeast Indiana Avenue. And while conducting the search warrant, officers located cocaine, hallucinogenic drugs, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and firearms. As a result of the investigation, Victor Ratana, 29, of Topeka, was taken to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The death of an inmate at the Lansing Correctional Facility has been ruled a homicide. That's according to a media release from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Just before 11 p.m. on November 25th, the KBI was notified by personnel at the Lansing Correctional Facility that 29-year-old Darion's Terrell Charles Lott had died after being found responsive in his cell. An autopsy was conducted, and while the final autopsy report is pending, preliminary autopsy results indicated Charles Lott's manner of death was homicide and cause of death was strangulation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. A Hastings man charged with sexually assaulting a teen has taken a plea deal. Adams County District Court records say George Jansen, 23, pled no contest on Wednesday to one count of attempted first-degree sexual assault. Now, in exchange for his plea, prosecutors reduced that charge from first-degree sexual assault of a minor. Two additional counts of third-degree sexual assault of a child and child abuse were dismissed. Records do say the crimes happened around February 5th of last year, when the victim was 14 years old. A Lincoln man is in jail following a stabbing early Monday morning. Argenis Colina, 23, was arrested for first-degree assault and use of a weapon to commit a felony. According to Lincoln PD, officers responded to a residence near 20th and Washington Streets for the report of a stabbing. LPD said the victim was interviewed and stated he was stabbed by Colina following an argument over text messages Colina reportedly sent to the victim's wife. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board discussed moving sixth grade classes to the junior high following site council conversations and hearing benefits that would include earlier transition, curriculum continuity, as well as options to include elective activities, including band. Administration indicated that initial parent reaction has been favorable, but it was cautioned any such action would be a ways off, and no decisions were made following the conversation. The board did unanimously approve a 3-year extension for Superintendent Darren Schrader, with salary determinations to be made at a later date. The Jackson Heights School District, which is among several Northeast Kansas districts involved in a dispute with USD 113 Prairie Hills, has dropped membership with the Kansas Association of School Boards. They are reportedly the only district in the state without membership, which was dropped due to concerns with increasingly liberal views from the board. An injury accident was reported in Washington County November 28. Samuel Donovan of Lincoln, Nebraska lost control on K-147 at 15th Road and his vehicle rolled. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. An accident was reported last Wednesday at the Beatty Junction on U.S. 36. There were no apparent injuries. Catherine Spurslogy of Seneca was turning and was struck from behind by a Belton, Missouri man. The accident, again, did not result in injuries, but continues a series of collisions, including fatalities at the intersection of U.S. 36 and K-99. Theft of 3 ATVs from inline construction north of Marysville at 930 Jayhawk Road was reported last week. The 3 yellow Honda ATVs were reportedly taken sometime from August 1st through late November. A Seneca man, 31-year-old Taylor Mullen, was arrested December 1st by Nebahal County authorities on a U.S. District Court complaint for sexual exploitation of a child and production of child pornography. He was transferred to custody of the U.S. Marshals. Pawnee County authorities, with assistance from the U.S. Marshals Office and Nebraska State Patrol, arrested a felon from Junction City on December 5th. Corey Bloom was identified as armed and dangerous and was harbored with local residents in Pawnee City while he had active 5 warrants on drug possession and distribution charges. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday morning in Marysville. This is for income-qualified Marshall County residents. This month's box can include cheese, whole chickens, ground beef, and chicken leg quarters. If you've not already signed up for distribution, you can do so Friday. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville, 9 to 11 a.m. Friday. Again, this distribution is for income-qualified Marshall County residents. Landall Company invites the community to a 60th anniversary celebration Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville. Complimentary hors d'oeuvres at 6 with live music by the Wilder Horses Band from 7 till 9 p.m. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will judge Christmas lights Saturday evening 5 till 9. $25 chamber bucks for first, $15 for second, and $10 for third place. City of Washington will judge lights Sunday evening. First place to receive free electric service for December, $50 credit for second, and $25 credit for third place. Maps and ballots are available in Marysville from the Chamber and Main Street office and identities for the annual Christmas lighting contest, which includes public balloting through December 24th. North Park, Christmas lighting is Sunday evening, 5 until 7 p.m. Enter from 12th Street at Park Place with cider, hot chocolate, and other treats offered at several stops along Park Place and Debbie Lane, with Santa expected to be on hand as well. KNDY will air a Christmas soundtrack Sunday evening, 5 until 7, on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Donna D. Downard, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donna Downard. Bobby Lee Smith, age 60, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Waterville Community Center. Private interment at a later date, with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Bobby Lee Smith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, scalloped potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, ham, macaroni and cheese, garden blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. There will be a chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And showers taper off early Friday night, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Clearing up throughout the weekend, sunshine Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Temperatures still staying warmer throughout much of next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. And mostly clear skies Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Even warmer Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 43, record high on this date, 66, the average low, 23, and the record low, 14, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 28 degrees, that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 14th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Giannis goes off and number 8 goes down. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored a career-high 64 points, a Bucks franchise record, in the Bucks 140-126 drubbing of the Pacers last night. Afterward, it wasn't the record everyone was talking about. It was about a scuffle over the game ball that the Pacers decided to take.
I don't even think I have the hand of the game ball. I know they had the ball. I don't know how it works, but I assume, like, I cannot just walk in any arena that I play and just take the ball.
No LeBron, no problem. Anthony Davis continuing his hot play for the Lakers.
Here's Anthony Davis. Slam dunk. Wow. He had two Spurs on him, and he just dunked over both of them.
The call on ESPN LA. That second quarter jam was over the 7 foot 4 inch Wembanyama. Davis scored 37 points, and the Lakers sent the Spurs to their 18th straight loss, 122-119. Continuing in the association, the Suns finally got their big three on the court for the first time, but it wasn't enough as the Nets won 116-112. Post-game, Kevin Durant talking about former teammate Draymond Green's suspension for hitting his current teammate.
Yeah, that was insane to see. Glad Nurk is all right. Never seen that before on a basketball court in an NBA game. I hope Draymond gets the help he needs. I know Draymond, and he hasn't been that way when I was around him.
Joel Embiid scored 30 of his 41 points in the first half. The Sixers crushed the Pistons, 129-111. Detroit's 21st consecutive loss. Jazz topped the Knicks, 117-113. Heat beat the Hornets, 115-104. And the Rockets down the Grizzlies, 117-104. Colleges upset in the men's top 25. UNLV shocked number 8 Creighton, 79-64. 15th ranked FAU blew away FIU 94-60. NHL, New Jersey edged Boston 2-1 in overtime. Jets beat the Kings 5-2. The Avs skated by the Sabres 5-1. And the Islanders beat the Ducks 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service. Think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday to you. Market's opening up here in just a little bit for the pre-Friday celebration. Yesterday we saw some things wrap up mostly lower across the board for the grains and the livestock overall, losing a lot of the gains that we had seen from Tuesday with the volatility back and forth throughout this week. We'll see what's in store for us today when markets open up in just a little bit. December corn, a lot of the December futures are about off the board here as December corn finished off yesterday 5 3/4 cents lower at 4.56 3/4. March corn down 5 3/4 at 4.79 1/2 cents. Kansas City wheat for December, they did wrap up yesterday 24 3/4 lower at 6.26 3/4. March KC wheat was down 24 3/4 at 6.32 even a bushel. In the oats market, a little bit of green there yesterday. December was up 10 1/2 cents at 3.64 3/4. March was up 10 1/2 at 3.54 1/4. In the bean markets, mostly lower there. January soybeans down 16 1/4 cents yesterday to 13.07 1/2. March was down 16 1/2 at 13.26 1/4 cents. Soybean meal for December down 8.10 at 4.21.10, with the January down 8.10 at 4.02.20. Soybean oil had December down 57 cents at 49.82, and the January in the red 59 cents at 49.83. Canola yesterday with January down $3 at 6.60.30. The cotton market did have March slightly in the green by 13 cents at 81.18. Over in the livestock yesterday for a Wednesday, we saw mostly lower numbers as well, kind of slow moving as the February live cattle was down $1.37 at 167.22. Feeder cattle market for January down $1.87 at 217.37, with a lot of red in the later futures as well. Lean hogs, we had December slightly up 10 cents at 67.92. The February down $1.52 at 66.72.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Kansas State University recently announced the Kansas Water Institute that is comprised of people across K-State and Kansas. The Director of Strategic Interdisciplinary Program Development at K-State, Susan Metzger, shares information about the new institute and its goals. She begins by explaining what the Kansas Water Institute is.
Well, the Kansas Water Institute was officially announced or launched earlier this month, and it's a university-wide institute that brings together multiple disciplines to tackle water-related research, teaching, and engagement, all with the aim of addressing our state's highest priority water resource challenges.
Metzger discusses how the program being interdisciplinary should benefit its success.
So we have a working group that was assembled to really figure out what the institute's goals and priorities are, what our long-term and short-term structure is, and there is a representative on that working group from every one of our colleges here at K-State, as well as our Salina and Olathe campuses, and even our research and extension stations throughout the state. So it's a truly interdisciplinary, comprehensive group that'll allow us to think of how you tackle big water challenges. We know that those challenges can't be addressed just by what might come out of agronomy or biology or sociology. It's going to take all of the disciplines coming together in new and innovative ways to tackle those challenges.
She mentions one of the first challenges the Institute tackled when developing the team and how they want to help teach others.
So one of the things that we really learned when we started developing this university-wide institute is the low-hanging fruit. We convened a group of more than 75 faculty from all different disciplines, and we just started talking about what do we do well so far in water, what are the emerging areas or issues that you want to tackle, and what we learned was that there were relationships that were built just from that workshop by convening people in the same room that have a shared passion and interest and knowledge around water resources, but maybe have never met each other. And so one of the first priorities of the Kansas Water Institute is to keep that momentum of engagement across our faculty. So one thing we'll see this winter, we're going to launch lunchtime symposium series called Water Wednesdays. But the idea is to get people together around a really focused water topic and take that, have a couple of flash presentations, but spend the rest of the time just getting to know the expertise that we have right here on campus.
That was Director of Strategic Interdisciplinary Program Development at K-State, Susan Metzger, on the beginning of the Kansas Water Institute and its team. Their goal is to work together to help find solutions for the future of water. Find more information by searching for K-State's Kansas Water Institute. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Feeling confused, anxious, or frustrated? If you need something to blame it on, we have one possible suggestion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 14th, the 348th day of the year. Aviation hero James Doolittle was born on this day. Those who believe the movements of stars and planets can affect our daily lives are treading a bit more carefully this month. Mercury is currently in retrograde, an event traditionally associated with confusions, delays, and frustrations. Typical advice for this period is to avoid major life decisions, refrain from signing contracts, and be prepared for travel delays. Retrograde or backwards motion is really just an optical illusion, though, caused by the relative movements of the planets. If it really worries you, consider this. It has already occurred 3 times this year, and we're still around to talk about it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting around 1,300 head of cattle for the sale today. Cold cows begin at 10 a.m., and a cafe will be open with a hot beef special for lunch today. Here's early consignment listings: 35 black, mostly steers and a few heifers, 425, 6 and a quarter. 15 black heifers, 5 to 7. 60 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 72 black Charolais heifers, 5.5 to 625. 17 red steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 650. 43 black steers and heifers, 6 to 750, with another 60 in that range. 24 black Charolais steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 160 Charolais Red Cross steers and heifers, 6 to 8 and a quarter. 55 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 825. 60 mostly black steers and heifers, 650 to 725. 36 mixed steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 50 Hereford steers weighing 650 to 750. 95 black, mostly steers and a few heifers, weigh 6.5 to 850. 28 red Angus steers, 650 to 850. 200 black steers and heifers weigh 650 to 9. 100 Charley Steers Never, 650 to 9. 70 Holstein Steers, 675 to 9. 40 Black Steers, 775. And 16 Holstein Steers weigh 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY and 28 degrees this hour. Highs around 50 on tap again today.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Trayshawn Ward spent one season with the Wildcats, and now he's found a new home at Boston College. Ward played in 11 games for K-State, racking up 643 yards and 5 touchdowns. An Emporia State record holder is getting some AP recognition. Receiver Tyler Common is an AP second team All-American. Common led the nation in touchdown catches with an Emporia State record 20. Common is the only player at any NCAA level to have 100 catches, 1,000 receiving yards, and 20 touchdown catches in 2023. Common is also a first team All-MIAA receiver. And Jayhawk football fans can eagerly monitor the booth's makeover live. KU set up 3 cameras facing the stadium, which fans can watch on the KU Gateway District website. And the website is KUGatewayDistrict.com/live-cameras. Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville at Chapman, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Onega live on FM 95.5.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Bietra 77 Livestock. Yes, it's a Thursday, and a good morning on a Thursday to our bred heifer, bred cow sale here. It will be 11 o'clock here this morning. Well, folks, it's the same old story in regards to quality and reputation when we get into these fine bred heifers. First calf bred heifers here today. We've got a handful of families and two very nice stick-out type deals on the cow sale. So here we go here this morning. In the families, we're going to have 6 head of black and black baldy families. They're going to be first calf to 3-year-olds. They're going to be black calves 1 to 3 months old on them, folks. And that will be the 11 o'clock start here this morning. And then we will go right into the first calf bred heifers. Well, that list starts with the Teton bred heifers out of Talmadge. There is 10 Black Angus first calf bred heifers. They're AI'd to wears efficient. They've got the normal good vaccination program, and these heifers have all been preg-checked, and they are scheduled for January 20th. On the Teton heifers. Moving on into the next, into the ring, will be the Werner Catawata Wilbur. 6 black Sim Angus first calf bred heifers are AI'd black Sim. They've got a vaccination scour guard program, and they're on schedule to start calving January 20th. Boy, the Rademacher deal is a beautiful set of Montana origin heifers, guys. That's been their program for several years. They are 75 black first calf bred heifers. They're going to be bred to upstream Hereford bulls. They've got a vaccination, double scour guard and all. And those Rademacher heifers are big and bold, nice, nice looking females, scheduled to start calving on January 11th. Then we move on to the Thornburg entry. That's out of Pickerel with 50 F1 black baldy first calf bred heifers. They're going to be AI'd to Herbster Game Changer. Vaccinated, double scour guard. These are all 8-month-long guys and ready to calve there in late January. Moving on to the Bruna heifers, a special deal for years out of Hanover. Starting back with Dale Bruna, following on to the kids. 39 black first calf bred heifers are going to be bred to black Flatiron Angus bulls. Low EPD breeding bulls, guys. Pelvic measure, double vaccinated, double scour guarded. And they're set to be January 2nd. They are 7 and 8 months along, and that is the Bruna entry. Just a lot of people satisfied with these quality heifers year in and year out. Moving on to Southeast Nebraska, here's a great deal. Kennedy Dachon heifers. They are 45 head. They're going to be black and reds. The red first calf red heifers are going to be bred Red Angus to No Worries, and they are AI bred. Along with the black females are going to be bred to AI Patriarch. Nice calving on these deals. Vaccinated Bovis Shield, Break Guard, Scour Guard. They are set to calve February 15th. Moving on to Auburn, Heidzig Gertis, folks. Another repeat seller, reputation seller. 27 black and black baldy first calf bred heifers. They will be bred to Bredemeyer Magnatune Sons. OCV on these cattle, pelvic measured, along with vaccinated, scour guarded, and they are going to be January 28th, so you're going to be the tail end of January on these calvers. Two other smaller deals, the Carlson heifers, or three black heifers. They're going to be bred to Black Cisco or Herbster Bulls, scour guarded and poured. They're bred for February 1st, along with the Steubendick heifers. There's three of them, bred Black Angus, scour guarded. They will calve February 10th. Then we move on to the bred cow department. Kelly Kreifel's complete dispersal, 90 head of black and black baldy bred cows. They are going to run from 3 to 8 year olds for an example. 8 3-year-olds, 9 4-year-olds, 8 5-year-olds, 7 6-year-olds, 29 7-year-olds, and so forth. They are bred to Pessick Shar Bulls, folks. We've watched this herd for years with the Pessick breeding. Great set of Charlet black nose calves. They've got a Vibrio Lepto program. The cows have been wormed, and they are set to schedule for calving February 1st. J.B. Nicholas and son Chris has got a herd reduction, folks. Got to take a look at these cows. 45 Black Angus bred cows, 3 to 8 year olds, are going to be bred to Black Linetics or Growth Fund. Complete program. We watched the calves, the steer calves, sell 2 weeks ago, and we sold the heifers on Monday. Extremely good kind of cattle, folks. So if you're looking for cows, come and see us. Additionally, in the bred cow department, 5 black and black baldy bred cows, short solids, are bred black. They're going to be bred 3 to 4 months. Dr. Keith Shuey out of Tecumseh's got 40 red black char bred cows, running age to broken. They're big cows, guys. Bred Red Angus and Red Angus Char Cross.